Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Seva Tirth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Tirth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crores, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi signed important files relating to important decisions for farmers, women, youth and the vulnerable citizens. Mr. Modi's first decisions from Seva Tirth reflect a spirit of Seva and to touch every section of the society. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both Houses of Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of next month after a three-week recess. The first part of the session had begun on the 28th of last month with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the houses. The second phase will continue till the 2nd of April. In the Lok Sabha on the final day of the first phase of the session today, when the House met after the adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to the ministry on the table. After that, presiding officer Sandhya Ray adjourned the House for a recess to meet again next month. In the Rajya Sabha, proceedings during both zero hour and question hour were conducted smoothly on the final day of the first phase of the budget session today. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the upper house, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, continuous efforts are being made to address every problem faced by the farmers across the country.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi recognized the problems of farmers and conceptualized more than 1 lakh crore rupees under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund to build infrastructure for safely storing farmers' produce. This was a historic decision. As a result, the post-harvest losses of crops, fruits and vegetables have reduced by 5 to 15%.
Later, the upper house too was adjourned for the recess to meet again next month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the next course of action regarding the substantive motion moved by BJP MP Nishikant Dubey against Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will be decided after consultations with the Speaker. Speaking to media, Mr. Rijiju said it will be determined whether the motion should be referred to the Privileges Committee or the Ethics Committee, or brought directly before the House for discussion. The minister said the government has for the time being decided not to move its own proposed motion against Rahul Gandhi after the substantive motion was introduced by the BJP MP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in the Bangladesh elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed his best wishes and support in Mr. Rehman's endeavour to fulfil the aspirations of the people of Bangladesh. Prime Minister Modi said that as two close neighbours with deep-rooted historical and cultural ties, he reaffirmed India's continued commitment to the peace, progress and prosperity of people of both the nations. The government has approved the export of 25 lakh metric tons or LMT of wheat along with an additional 5 LMT of wheat products to stabilize domestic markets and ensure remunerative returns to producers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this decision was taken after a comprehensive assessment of the current availability and price scenario. On the occasion of World Radio Day, a national-level special program is being jointly organized today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, by Akashvani and UNESCO. The program was inaugurated by Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vishnu Deo Sai. The theme of this year's World Radio Day is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said that Akashvani is a powerful medium for disseminating information, education and healthy environment. Earlier, delivering the welcome address, DG Akashvani, Mr. Rajiv Jain, said that radio is not merely a medium of communication but has played a significant role in the holistic development of the society. And that is the end of this news bulletin.